Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We spent a couple of weeks walking into vision, listening, feeling our way, thinking about what you wanted, putting it down on a goal sheet, starting to articulate your quarterly goals that are going to get you to that target. So you created a target for yourself, a bullseye. You created an opportunity for you to shoot at a group of things, and we're going to focus specifically on one that you really want to create this year. Now there's a difference between talking about it and wishing for it, and then really, really deliberately going out and setting a course for it. Because things will come up depending on your belief system, what you've experienced in the past. Now, be prepared, because if you're not solid in your vision of what you want, different things will come up and try to sideswipe you. Like something will come up, and you'll be tight. You'll be asked to step off track. Physical things can come up. People might need your help. Variables start changing. And partly it's the energy around you. If you're not solid towards what you want, you're going to get feedback giving you opportunities to step off of your path and derail your goal, especially if you've done that in the past. So what I'm coaching you around today is making a solid commitment that you stepped into this goal that you wanted for a reason. You've spent weeks formulating what you want, and now you've articulated it. And if you haven't completed that, you get to complete that. Because now you start to have sometimes a wild ride where something will come up. So it could be money, it could be time, it could be other opportunities that you have been thinking about that show up, and then you can decide and give the universe, give the energy, give that God force around you a consistent answer to where you're focused. So if you keep going back and forth, you're going to keep getting more opportunities to go back and forth. If you start really focusing your vision on what you want, things will start to line up to perpetuate that focus forward. I'll give you an example. I stepped into a coaching community that it's very expensive for me. It's probably expensive for most people. It's a massive commitment of resources. Multiple things pointed me in the direction of saying yes to that. And as I filled out the paperwork, I was actually a little sick inside, a little nervous, because I didn't know how it was going to play out. So that nervousness went to feeling like people were asking me if I said yes. And as I was telling them I said yes, I felt like I was not like I was stepping up into the right place, but that I was finally back where I meant to be. So I could tell that earlier in my life, I had a vision that was big and I was up in it. And for a time period in adulthood, I let that go smaller. And I could feel that I was back where I was supposed to be, back among the beers and doers that were like me, that were in my peer group, where I was in good company. And then a couple weeks later, recently, I started doing all my bills, and I started to get a choking sensation because I'm not quite certain where all these resources are coming from. And a part of me could step backwards, and I even requested to have consideration if I could step backwards and wait another year, because some of the variables of my big project, they've led me to see that I'm doing it in the converse order, the opposite order. So I'm shifting it around. And because of that, I don't have the funds that I anticipated having at this time. So there's two things I can do. I can step back, I can go smaller, and I can be all planned and organized. And I was feeling a little resentful at a couple of my coaches for telling me to step in before I had the resources to do it, because they could see that I was going towards those resources. And I was starting to talk like a victim. I was starting to get blamey. And then finally I decided that if I stepped back, I will remove the pressure from myself. The pressure that I know calls me forward. And whenever it calls me forward, I go bigger. And I succeed there. So I then decided that I am not going to step smaller. That I'm here, and I had all the indications that I'm here for a reason. I'm going to step in and trust, and I'm going to go all in on it. And I'm going to resourcefully. What happened then, once I decided that, I started to get really resourceful. I started to find possibilities and opportunities where it will serve me in more than this area of my life to step bigger. And it will serve multiple categories for what I'm shooting for in my bigger life. So, what I'm telling you about from experience here is when you're going bigger, part of you, you get that indication, you get that rush of adrenaline, that fun. And then right after that, you may find that part of you that likes to be certain and knowing is going to start putting up a fight and questioning things. And that's what I experienced just after that. And you can do two things, and they're both okay. One is you can go smaller and go back to safety, but that's not going to be expediting your expansion. The other is step all the way in, get the coaching you need to stay focused on what you said yes to, so that you can do what you came to do. Come and get the coaching you came for. You know, step into the higher level that you came for, that you weren't able to do it on yourself by yourself. You wanted to step in. You wanted that extra support. You took it. You said yes to it. Now utilize it. Do the big things this year. All right. Have a beautiful day.